Now, the rest of the story. The old book was dusty. It crackled from disuse when Henry opened it. Edinburgh Encyclopedia, the cover read. Henry marveled that such a tome should have been so obviously neglected for so long, especially in such a place as the Harvard Library. Tenderly, Henry's fingers caressed the ancient pages as his eyes swept happily through the lexicon of intriguing topical non-sequiturs, but quickly before the young college student had fully realized the significance of what he was reading, his gaze fell upon one article in particular, an article which involved his own family business, an article on the making of pencils. For Henry's daddy was a manufacturer. He produced everything from ordinary stove polish to ordinary sandpaper to ordinary pencils. Making nothing extraordinary, John's father struggled in a competitive marketplace. But the forgotten article in the forgotten book on the forgotten shelf in the Harvard Library was going to change all of that forever. For what the encyclopedia revealed was the process for making the famous Faber pencils in Germany. What the old world craftsman had done was to mix a soft, black, lustrous form of carbon called graphite into a fine Bavarian clay. The result was an incomparably smooth, even solid black line. American pencil manufacturers were not even close to the Faber formula. Their pencils were mostly glue and bayberry wax, and the product was gritty and greasy and brittle. Until now. Until this one day, more than 150 years ago, when the college student son of a struggling United States pencil maker discovered the recipe for the perfect pencil. And he caught it napping among the pages of a neglected library book. And thus was born a family fortune. For Henry diligently copied the article. He brought it to his father. Together, father and son prepared to corner the pencil market in America. They imported clay from Bavaria, the same clay described in the article that Henry had read. On an uncle's New Hampshire farm, they discovered graphite more than they needed, and combining these two ingredients, Henry and his father produced the hardest, blackest, finest pencil in the United States. Thus did a Harvard man named Henry become the nation's leading pencil maker. Over the years, he continued to improve his product, staying far ahead of his rivals. Indeed, it was Henry who invented the ultimate equipment for stripping graphite, as well as a machine that could drill round holes through solid cedar sticks, thus making obsolete the process of sandwiching square lead between two pieces of wood. And that his product was superior is best demonstrated by the fact that just one of his pencils cost 25 cents, while 50 cents could purchase a dozen pencils of any other brand. It's been speculated that so involved in the manufacture of pencils was Henry that graphite powder in his lungs contributed to an early demise. And yet even more significant is the fact that as a pencil maker and innovator, Henry had been all but utterly forgotten. Remembered instead is the impractical young man who bemoaned the family business as one of quiet desperation. The young man, the student, who sought to exemplify his existence by a retirement that never really worked to a place near a pond called Walden. Now, you remember the young pencil maker? Henry David Thoreau? But you remember him from now on. Not so much for what he wrote with as for what he wrote. For now you know the rest of the story.